Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we are going to read a story about the first American painter, Benjamin West. The story is titled, Our First Great Painter, and comes to us from the book, 50 Famous People, written by James Baldwin. I'll include a link to the website of the National Gallery of Art in the show notes, where you can find a short biography about Mr. West and also see some of his artwork. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. First Great Painter. A long time ago, there lived in Pennsylvania a little boy whose name was Benjamin West. This boy loved pictures. Indeed, there were few things that he loved more. But he had never seen any pictures except a few small ones in a book. His father and mother were Quakers, and they did not think it was right to spend money for such things. They thought that pictures might take one's mind away from things that were better or more useful. One day, Benjamin's mother had to go to a neighbor's on some errand, so she told Benjamin to stay in the house and take care of his baby sister till she came back. He was glad to do this, for he loved the baby. "Yes, mother," he said, "I will watch her every minute. I won't let anything hurt her." The baby was asleep in her cradle, and he must not make a noise and waken her. For some time, he sat very still. He heard the clock ticking, he heard the birds singing, he began to feel a little lonesome. A fly lighted on the baby's cheek, and he brushed it away. Then he thought what a pretty picture might be made of his sister's sweet face and little hands. He had no paper, but he knew where there was a smooth board. He had no pencil, but there was a piece of black charcoal on the hearth. How pretty the baby was! He began to draw. The baby smiled, but did not wake up. As often as he touched the charcoal to the smooth board, the picture grew. Here was her round head, covered with pretty curls. Here was her mouth. Here were her eyes. And here her dainty ears. Here was her fat little neck. Here were her wonderful hands. So busy was he with a drawing that he did not think of anything else. He heard neither the clock nor the birds. He did not even hear his mother's footsteps as she came into the room. He did not hear her soft breathing as she stood over him and watched him finish the wonderful drawing. "Oh, Benjamin! What has thee been doing?" she cried. The lad sprang up, alarmed. "It's only a picture of the baby, mother," he said. "A picture of the baby? Oh, wonderful! It looks just like her." The good woman was so overjoyed that she caught him in her arms and kissed him. Then suddenly she began to wonder whether this was right. "Benjamin, how did thee learn to draw such a picture?" she asked. "I didn't learn," he answered. "I just did it. I couldn't help but do it." When Benjamin's father came home, his mother showed him the picture. "It looks just like her, doesn't it?" she said. "But I am afraid I don't know what to think. Does thee suppose that it is very wrong for Benjamin to do such a thing?" The father did not answer. He turned the picture this way and that and looked at it from every side. He compared it with the baby's pretty face. Then he handed it back to his wife and said, "Put it away. It may be that the hand of the Lord is in this." Several weeks afterward, there came a visitor to the home of the Wests. It was a good old friend whom everybody loved, a white-haired, pleasant-faced minister whose words were always wise. Benjamin's parents showed him the picture. They told him how the lad was always trying to draw something, and they asked what they should do about it. The good minister looked at the picture for a long time. Then he called little Benjamin to him. He put his hands on the lad's head and said, "This child has a wonderful gift. We cannot understand it, nor the reason of it. Let us trust that great good may come from it, and that Benjamin West may grow up to be an honor to our country and the world." And the words of the old minister came true. The pictures of Benjamin West made him famous. He was the first great American painter.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Grapes, and the audio clips were provided by NASA. For more information, to contact us, or to download podcast extras, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. Also, if you haven't done so, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.